Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we're all being encouraged to switch to renewable energy, and a pub in Cavan has decided to do just that. But it plans to use hydro, harnessing the power of the river that runs alongside it. Fergus Murphy is the owner of Murph's Gastro Pub in Butler's Bridge. Good afternoon, Fergus.
How you doing, Sean?
Describe the river that runs along alongside you.
We're right on the river. It's a gorgeous river, the River Annalee. And we're here now 12 years, and I've always looked at it and said, geez, it'd be great to do something with the river. And it was a customer came to me about 10 years ago, geez, Mervyn, and he says, Fergus, you should do something with that river. And it was only by accident in the past 6 months, a local firm does solars, Airvolt Energy, Pork, McGarty and Lee. And he says, I went to them, I said, I need panels. And he says, Fergus, hang on, there's a new company. There's a company here we could utilise the water with. And the rest then, we got in touch with G Kinetic, and the rest then, we're moving along strongly now at the moment.
Yeah, and now it's a turbine, but is it like, have they specifically designed this turbine to fit into your river? And this is kind of a test case in a way.
Well, I don't know the ins and outs, to be honest with you. These turbines are, should I say, the hydrokinetic technology, and that's as far as it goes technically with me now, to be honest with you, because I'm a chef. And you know, chefs only know about cooking and nothing else. But these units have been tested before, they're telling me, but and these units, there's about five of them needed for me to get. They reckon I should be getting between 100, 110,000 kilowatts per annum from it. I burn up about 122,000 kilowatts per annum in my business.
But these turbines, as I understand it, like, it isn't like, you know, the old fashioned yoke that like windmill that would be attached to your...
That must be why they're calling it the very first in the world this time. These actually float on the river.
Right. Okay. And so that means that, like, if there's anything, if fish or that kind of stuff, it can avoid that.
Exactly. The fish flowing between them, the blades will never damage the fish. We had a really good, the 24th of March, we had a thing called a stakeholder engagement. We invited the fisheries, wildlife, local representatives, Cavan County Council, anyone that could be there were there. And it was very positive. They answered all the questions. I just sat there and that was it, because I couldn't answer any questions. I learned as much as they did. And basically, it's good for the fisheries, wildlife, everything like that. At the moment, we're about 50% through a feasibility study. So at the very end of that, we'll decide if we're going to take the leap and do an investment, because we're the ones at the risk, more spectacular, Paul, myself and my wife, we're the ones taking the risk. Mm. But so far, it's looking very, very positive. And as I said, these five units, they run on a cable, they float. If there will be a sensor, so if there's anything coming down the river, like a storm, they automatically lift out of the water.
Oh.
So, and they propel on two cables from my property out to the far side of the river. The reason I was very interested as well, because we lost power here, and I just said, if we lose power at the weekend financially, you couldn't lose too many days of that.
Mm.
So you're feeding into batteries. That's where solar, that's where Airvolt Energy come in. It feeds into batteries, and then a little bit of solar for the summer when the water's really low.
Yeah. Right. And so, yeah, would you tend to get more then from the river in terms of electricity during the winter and autumn months?
Yeah, because the flow in the winter, the water is crazy.
Right.
Massive. Yeah. Okay. So it should give me enough capacity from the turbines into the, as long as the batteries are strong enough to basically 100%.
Yeah.
During the winter. And ease off during the summer. That's where solar kicks in.
Okay. And so, and in terms of, like, do you need planning permission to put these in
Absolutely,
the river?
Yeah.
Who owns the river?
Who owns the rivers, right? The Cavan County Council, I presume, has a big say in it. So this has never been done before. So this is why the feasibility study is taking 3-4 months to do, as they were halfway through it. So at the very end of that, we'll find out we're going to get planning, we're going to do this, and do we invest then? So there's a lot of things left to do, but it's very exciting. Like, Cavan County Council have been amazing. They're really keen for this to get over the line. So they can, like, and then the excess electricity can be used in the village. We can put another turbine just down the river, and that can access, the village can access that. They'll own that. There's all different, it's endless what we could do with it.
Yeah.
And especially come a storm.
Yeah. And are they big? I mean, would you, like, if someone looked in, would you notice them particularly or go?
You would notice them, yeah. Like, they covered, but they're, look, I don't know, the shape of them, whatever, you know, I mean, that's all. Apparently that can all be changed. You can make them look like rocks. You can do a camouflage and do whatever you want with them, or you can have them actually have them, what they do look like.
Yeah. So what's the time scale on all this, would you say?
Well, the feasibility study, I'd say, hopefully it'll be the end of June.
Yeah.
And then if it goes ahead, then 12 months.
Okay.
Without any interruptions.
Yeah. And but for the planning permission, if no one's ever applied for planning permission for this before, does Cavan County Council?
No one's ever looked for anything for something like this. So this is where it's, we'll see. But look, if it's 100%, if it works and it's 100% green, I don't have to buy a generator for the winter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It'll be great for the business and great for the village in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the very best of luck with the Fergus. I really hope it works. It sounds like a fantastic idea. And thanks a million for telling us about it today. That was Fergus Murphy there from Murph's Gastro Pub in Butler's Bridge, County Cavan.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.